بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج. In the beginning of the surah, Surah Qaf, Allah Ta'ala explained the great honor and position of the Qur'an Pak, and then the purpose of sending the Qur'an Sharif and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to guide people towards righteousness, save them from all the harms of dunya and akhirah, and will grant them success in this world and in the year after. But these people, the Quraysh, the direct recipients, did not accept the message of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala now is calling upon them in a different way in order to impress upon them that they should bring Iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيَا نَهِي دَيْكْتَ آسْمَانْ كُوْ أَبْنِي أُوْبَرْ. Don't they see the sky which is above them? The sky which is like a roof above us. Don't we see how it is? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا كَيْسَ هَمْنِي أُسْكُوْ بَنَايَا. How we have made the sky without a single column, without any chains holding it up, without any pillars. The ceiling and the wall at the roof of our masjid, our houses, are supported by the four walls by columns. But the whole sky, there is not a single column that is supporting it. It is standing completely all on its own. وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَرُونَكْ دِيُسْكِ. And we made it so beautiful, the color of it is so beautiful. Till today never did it require any maintenance, any painting or anything. Our roofs we have to maintain from time to time. Our ceilings, our houses we have to paint. But the ceiling Allah has made and the roof Allah has made, there is no maintenance, no painting whatsoever. وَمَا لَهَا مِن فُرُوج. Or usme nahi koi suraakh. And there is no crack in it also anywhere. It is standing for so long. Our buildings from times to times, then we have cracks in it, we have to repair it. But this which Allah Ta'ala has made, and how long is it standing, and our whole lives we are watching it, our fathers, forefathers were watching it all the time. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. So don't you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَتَنَاهَا. Or zameen ko phailaya. And if you get tired looking up, how much you're going to look up? So Allah says, look down and see how we have spread the world, how the earth has been spread out under our feet, and how Allah has made the earth some pieces of ground which are ideal for gold mining, others which are ideal for banana plantation, others which are perfect for mealy crops. All different types of land, they are all joined one with another, but we have spread it out and we made it such a way that you can dig into the ground to build your, to put your foundations, etc., to plant your things. And we made it so soft in that way, and so hard, your huge trucks move on this land, and it doesn't set in, it holds it, it carries it. So don't you see how we have made the earth? وَالْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا وَرْدَالِ هُسْمِ بُوجْ. And we have put mountains to keep this earth stable. The purpose and object of the mountain, they are weights that are keeping this whole earth on its place. Otherwise the earth will move and people, we won't be able to live lives of ours in this world. Things will move from place to place. Like a person on his office desk has got so many papers. And if the fan is on or the window is open and the wind blows, it will blow all his papers haywire. So he puts weights on top of them to keep them in their place. Like that, the mountains are the weights to keep this earth on its place. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ وَرُغَائِ اُسْمِ هَرْ قِسَمْ كِي رُونَكْ كِي چِيزٍ. And we made all things of beauty to grow and flourish on this earth. See the beautiful flowers, the roses, the lilies, the poppies. What hasn't Allah Ta'ala made? Don't you recognize Allah from all this? Is it all just happening by itself? The plain water, rain water falls down on the same ground. But then different fruits come out, different flowers come out. whose qudrat and whose power is this? None other but Allah Ta'ala. And all this Allah Ta'ala made tafsiratan wa dhikra li kulli abdin munib. Sujhane ki ko aur yaad dilane ko us bande ke liye jo rujoo kare. And all this we have made in order for that person who has got a heart to see and who can understand. He doesn't just take things at face value, things are just happening, but there's somebody doing it from behind. And that person takes a lesson from this. Otherwise, the whole world is seeing the skies, the earth, the mountains, the seas. But who takes lesson from this and sees the qudrat and realizes and gains ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala? وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا اور اتارا ہم نے آسمان سے پانی برکت کا. And we send rain water which is full of barakat. Pure, clean, distilled water we send. Rain water is absolutely pure, the purest water that we can get. And Allah sends it generally down. It is just for us to collect it in our utensils and use it. Pure, clean water Allah Ta'ala sends. And from that water, which has got no color, no taste, no smell, it falls on the ground, which the ground has got no value for us. But from there, فَأَمْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ پھر اگاتے ہم اس سے باغ اور اناج جس کا کھیت کاٹا جاتا ہے. We make the beautiful gardens to grow, orchards to grow, what types of fruit that come, what type of flowers that come. And we make crops to grow, mealy crops to grow, wheat crops to grow. We enjoy the ready products, whatever it is, our wheat bakes, our pro-neutro, whatever, we enjoy the ready product. But we don't think how, where it was grown, how it grew, whose qudrat it is that all these things. We just take for granted, we even forget to say Bismillah before eating, Alhamdulillah after eating. And we don't even think that how Allah Ta'ala has made all this for us. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتِ اللَّهَا رِزْقٌ لِلْعِبَادِ اور کھجورے لمبی ان کا خوشہ ہے تہ پر تہ. And we have made the palm trees to grow tall and high. And then we made the fruit, the bunches of grapes, dates that grow on there. Those bunches that all clustered together, we make them grow there. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ روزی اپنے بندوں کے. This we may have made as روزی for our bandas. And we get it all ready. We just get a khajur on a plate and we don't think how it grew, what effort went into it, etc. Whatever else, all Allah's ni'mats on one dastarkhan, thousands of Allah's ni'mats are there, but we don't think. From this we all can gain the ma'rifat of Allah and then understand the truthfulness of the meaning of the Quran Sharif and the message of Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا اور زندہ کیا ہم نے اس سے ایک مردہ دیش کو. And when this rain comes, we make a dead land, we make it come alive. We have just come out of winter when the ground was dead, grass was burnt, it was dry, it has turned grey, it was burnt, it had become black. But now that the rains have started coming, then we see everything turning green and life coming back. The gardens are becoming beautiful, etc. again. Like this we should take a lesson. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ يُوْهِ هُوْغَا نِكَلْ خَرِ هُوْنَا. This is how mankind will be also brought back to life. We will die in this world, we will be like dead in the qabr, like nothing. But on the day of Qiyamah, by one command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we will be brought back to life again. So with all these beautiful ni'mats and the qudrat of Allah, we should recognize Allah and we should realize life after death is a reality and we will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.